conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Santa Ana winds quieted down somewhat in Los Angeles over the weekend, allowing people to get back in and see what's left of their homes. Those winds, however, are expected to pick up again today. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on the fires.
Taking advantage of a brief lull in the wind, firefighters on the ground putting out hot spots to prevent flames from reigniting. The National Guard spraying flame retardant from the air and helicopters making water drops. The dangerous conditions have put more than 8 million under critical fire risk. The toll of what has already happened in Los Angeles County is unimaginable. At least 24 people are believed to be dead, more than 12,000 structures believed damaged or destroyed, more than 60 square miles burned, more than 100,000 under evacuation orders.
Senate confirmation hearings begin this week for President-elect Donald Trump's nominees to serve in his cabinet. U.S. and Arab mediators making progress toward brokering a ceasefire in Gaza. So far, though, no deal reached. This is ABC News. The man tapped to be the next national security advisor under the president-elect says preparations are underway for Trump to meet with Vladimir Putin and talk about the war in Ukraine. Congressman Mike Waltz speaking to ABC News.
From President Trump's perspective, you can't enter a deal if you don't have some type of relationship and dialogue with the other side. And we will absolutely establish that in the coming months.
New warnings for everyone from poultry farmers to folks with a couple of chickens in the backyard. Be careful about bird flu. Epidemiologist Thomas Dzinski at Indiana University.
The symptoms generally are very much like influenza. So you'd have a cough and runny nose and watery eyes, some chest congestion.
Another possible symptom, pink eye. Respiratory illnesses like flu and COVID now at high levels in 35 states. Doctors say they usually spike after the holiday gatherings, but lower vaccination rates are also playing a big role this year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Kelvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm brimming over from you, Kelvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and be set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Quarterback Jordan Love threw 3 interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After meeting on the set of School of Rock over 2 decades ago, 2 students are tying the knot. When they were just 10 years old, Angelo Massagli, also referred to as Tough Guy in the film, and Caitlin Hale, a.k.a. Blondie, met while auditioning for the Jack Black film. The child actors connected again in 2018. By then, they had both left acting behind. Massagli is a lawyer, and Hale is now an OBGYN sonographer. The paths we take. Zombie and or Cillian Murphy fans might be upset to know that the actor will not appear in the film 28 years later. There was speculation Cillian's character Jim might be in the new installment when a preview dropped with a zombie that had striking similarities to Murphy. The Oscar-winning Oppenheimer star confirmed he is not in the new film, but is open to appearing in future 28-day films. This third installment is actually the first film in a new trilogy. 28 years later opens in June of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is cold out there this morning with a wind chill in the teens below zero, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. Little breezy, sunshine 10 today. Tonight, breezy with a low of zero. The wind chill in the teens below again tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the author of Building the Bucks, Jordan Tresky, and talk entertainment with Capital Times reporter Victoria Davis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
It's winter.
Good morning.
It's winter.
Welcome
and it's cold.
To the first day of winter.
Right.
It will be like this until pitchers and catchers report to Arizona. Did I call it?
You did.
Did I call it?
You did. You said that's going to be after we're out of the playoffs, it's going to get cold.
Yes.
And
you're going to feel it.
And we did this morning, 13. But still, it's just even last night, right? It's just like, you watched the Tampa game.
I watched every game.
I couldn't watch football after that. Like,
I know.
I'm done.
If it had been a normal game, I'm just a big Baker Mayfield fan.
Oh, yeah, you like him. That's right.
I felt bad. He fumbled near the end of the last that game. I wasn't into it, but it was just, you know, football's almost over, and it's like, well, might as well. I mean, I was half asleep most of the time, but
Did you get into the Packer game? Like, were you, like, I had a hard time. I got to be honest with you. I just never felt like we were going to win.
Well, after that first play. I mean, when's the last time you ever seen a Packer game start worse?
Yeah.
Ever. Well, how many Packer games have we all seen? When's the last time you've seen one start worse?
And didn't LaFleur say that was the worst half he's seen?
Yeah.
I think he said that at halftime. But it was. It was hard to get into that game. And I was telling you, I was so excited about it. I went to that York Philly place on Main Street, got Philadelphia.
Which is a good place.
I love it.
They got wonderful breakfast egg meat, real spicy. I can never pronounce that word. It's a Mexican sausage. Chorizo? Todd, what's the name of that?
No.
It's kind of spicy. Chorizo?
Yeah, it is.
Mexican sausage?
Oh, the chorizo.
Yeah, chorizo.
Chorizo.
That stuff's awesome. Can you buy that?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right next to, usually it's by like the ring bologna and stuff like that, because it's you can buy that.
Wow, is that good?
Yeah. Anyway, I went there, got... Like I told you, some Philly cheesesteak sandwiches just to kind of rub them a little bit. And that was the best part of the game.
Yeah. You know what? When it started like that, first of all, I was just all horked up because I thought, how was that not? And again, God bless the people in stripes. God bless them. We wouldn't have sports if it wasn't a few people going out there and do it. But the NFL, I'm serious. I think some of these guys have gotten so old, the game has passed them by. They're just not sharp anymore. They should be. Parking attendants, they should be doing something instead of reffing in the National Football League. They're too old, and they can't keep up with the game anymore. The NFL needs to do some kind of a project. You know where they got all this stuff about, you know, getting young people involved in coaching or whatever, but they don't do anything for refereeing in that way.
There's no age?
It seems like these guys could be
80. Some of those guys are old.
How is that not helmet to helmet? Unless I got the rules wrong. And I still think the Packers recovered that fumble. So when you start a game like that, it's pretty tough to have a good feeling from there on out.
And they did recover that. Yeah, that was... Hey, I was going to ask you about this. I would never... why did that guy slide at the end? Like, why?
Well, a couple reasons.
I mean, that...
Because that totally eliminated the Packers getting the ball back because he had the first down. And you know what? I think he's a true guy. Okay, I'm going to tell you something that would hark you off. So you think you're wondering. The over and under for him. Oh, it was the biggest bet of the entire. You know what the biggest bet in all of sports was this past weekend? The biggest bet, the most money bet all weekend on one thing. You know what it was?
No, because that was not.
Barkley scoring a touchdown.
Really?
It was the most money bet. So all these people are like, yeah! And then he slides. People went insane.
Really?
Yeah. It was the most money spent all weekend in gambling. And here he was out of the way and he slid.
Wow, because I
maybe he had the under.
No, if the over-under wasn't, that wouldn't have affected
No, it wouldn't affect. No, I'm talking about him scoring a touchdown.
On him. Yeah, I got it.
But I mean, it's like people went insane.
I just don't remember. I don't know if anybody's ever, I don't remember seeing that. And I'm like, finished the game. And them getting the ball back, they're not going to score three times.
I agree.
I just thought that was, I don't know, basically he's a real gentleman or Brady's saying all this stuff. And even Brady said he wouldn't have done that.
Oh, I would have taken that to the house.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yes.
But, okay.
And that doesn't seem like something the Eagles would do.
No, it's the last team you would think of it would do
kind
it.
Of like, they're the guys who,
foot in your throat.
Right, they threw snowballs at Santa.
Well, they got that crazy... The crazy Italian coach. He's half nuts.
And they, I don't think the media's in love with him either.
They're not.
Because they kind of said he's an acquired taste.
Well, even the fans. Did you see him earlier this year getting into it with the fans?
Yeah.
With his own fans behind the bench?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like MFing them back and forth? He's nuts.
I was just, anyway, I think there's more, maybe there's not more to it. I'm just really surprised.
I mean, we were just talking. Here's the frustrating part. What did Coach LaFleur say in his press conference last week?
Oh, we got to run a clean game. That's our number one priority, is to have a clean game, which means penalty free.
What happened last night?
If it wasn't the first, it was the second most penalized game or something. Yeah. It was unbelievable. And just every time, holding, and this and that. And
the dumb personal falls.
That personal foul was like really dumb.
Both of them. They had two of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keyshawn Nixon, when Barkley was out of bounds. And then right at the end, that guy.
Yeah, I know.
And that ended the game, really. I mean, not there was much of a chance, but still. But he keeps preaching that, but it doesn't pay off. It just doesn't. This team, we got overly, we had a little bit of, as Dick Bennett, I was just saying, John, I think that's just fool's gold. Okay?
Yeah.
We had a little bit of fool's gold when we beat that New Orleans team that was going nowhere. They had cashed in their chips. Okay? And we got all excited. And I'm going to raise my hand. I'm going to be the first one who led that parade saying, hey, nobody wants to play this team. This team is clicking on all cylinders. They were never the same after that. They peaked right there. That was their peak. And they haven't played a good game since.
Yeah, there was...
The only guy, Josh Jacobs. I was totally against getting rid of Jones and bringing in Josh Jacobs. That guy came to play. If everybody
plays
like Josh Jacobs, it's a different team.
Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yep.
Yeah. It just didn't feel right. I don't know. I was hoping they were going to win, obviously, but I just, it's over for me. I'll probably watch. I don't know if I'm going to watch football
anymore. My whole thing now, and this is the bad part of me, my whole thing now is just the dislike. And I'm not going to use the word hate. That's a terrible word. Whether I hate the Lions or not, or the Vikings, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say that I hate them because that's your bad person, them. So I dislike them intensely with every fiber of my body. So my whole thing now is just praying, and not that my prayers ever get answered, but my whole thing now is just wanting Minnesota and Detroit to get beat.
Oh, no, you don't want Detroit to get beat.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I want them to.
Oh, me too.
I want them to win.
Because you want them to win.
They haven't won ever, John.
I know. And all of a sudden they're winning. And now they act like they're the New England Patriots of 1999 or something. Mm-hmm. They act like, God. No. They've gotten so fat and sassy.
But
it's
they've got
mind-boggling.
Swagger. They've got swagger.
There's
but
nothing wrong with that.
They're a great team.
I know they are, but that doesn't mean I can't pull for them to lose.
You would take. You don't like the Chiefs.
That's I hate the Chiefs, too.
I know. You used the word hate, and you said you dislike with every fiber of your body the Lions. So,
well, with the Chiefs, it's a different level. I hate them.
Okay. It's so going to be the Chiefs and the Lions in the Super Bowl.
So if it is, who would you want to win?
Well, I don't know. When Germany went against Russia, who did you pull for, Todd? Okay.
Oh, man. That's pretty serious.
It's officially winter.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, you got six more months of this.
Well, a couple good things. We can focus a little bit more energy on the draft.
Aren't you proud of me, though? Look what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Wearing my Packer gear for one last time.
Yep.
Yeah, we focus on the draft.
Right. Well, yeah. Sort of. A little bit Super Bowl. Sort of. You know, and then the draft is in Pittsburgh next year. They didn't fare too well, so.
They already have that decided?
Mm-hmm. I think they may go out another year after that. I mean, you know where the Super Bowl is for, the next 2-3 years?
Yeah.
It's in Pittsburgh next year, which would be great. But anyway, I guess we got to turn the page. You know, I'm sure there's going to be, what's the deal? Do they clean out their lockers today?
Yeah,
is it over today?
Absolutely. Today is Black Monday.
Okay.
Yep. And they meet with all the players individually and everything, and yeah. I will say this, LaFleur watches press conference. I mean, he handles it well.
Oh, he is good.
He really. What happened, though? Did you see?
Really good at
this. Did he spill his water or what happened? In fact, it's on national where he goes, perfect. Something like that. It's like perfect way to end the season or something. I don't know if he spilled his whole water all over the podium or something like that happened. Kind of like me the other day.
I was just going to say, with your coffee on Friday or whatever it was.
He is good with the press. I mean,
he really is.
He does a good job with that.
But, he really is.
Anyway, feel sorry for some of those guys because they're done, right? They're not going to play for the Packers again, right?
Some of them shouldn't.
Bitter Monday. So.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, let's just call it Bitter Monday. Bitterly cold and bitter in here.
Right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, boy, 13 degrees outside in Green Bay, 12 in Appleton, 9 in Oshkosh, and there is somewhat of a breeze. It's got to be a below zero wind chill, isn't it, Todd?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And probably will be all day long.
Wow.
I think it's 3 days of this, isn't it?
And it is. These sidewalks out here are glare ice. It's like stuff. It was weird yesterday, huh? It must have gotten warm enough, things melted,
yeah.
And then they, all of a sudden, boom, it just dropped and everything froze.
Yeah, you got to get that snow off because you knew it was going to freeze. But, yeah, if there's snow on there, it's ice now. I mean, even if you shoveled it, but there wasn't really shoveling. I mean, there was, what?
Well, it's just a little thing, but it was enough that when it did melt, then it just totally froze.
My neighbor's out there with his leaf blower, you know, doing the snow, which that's an annoying
kind of.
He listens to us. That's okay,
John. Sorry about that.
He doesn't anymore.
John,
aren't they the loudest things, though?
You know what?
Can't they make them?
Yes, I think they can.
Somehow, something.
Is that advertising like those restaurants where you can smell outside, you know, what they're cooking?
Yeah.
The Italian. But they are loud. Don even says, what is that? You know, I'm like, because you don't hear that a lot in the winter, leaf blowers. Anyway.
No, but you'd think that some designer or Black & Decker or whoever makes leaf blower would somehow find a quieter engine.
And market that as, you know, we're not the annoying neighbor.
Right.
You can still do this and respect your neighborhood. But they are loud. I mean, they just...
What's the earliest you've had to yell at a neighbor for cutting the grass?
Well, you can't... What is our ordinance? Is it 7?
Okay, mine was 7:15 on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I went out and got into the guy a little bit.
But, I mean, come on, it's a Saturday. People do sleep in a little bit, so, yeah. Anyway, I don't want to tell you. I just had my little incident with my paper delivery guy.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You guys are like two angry men this morning.
We are. We absolutely are those two guys in the Sesame Street or whatever up at the tower. We're not setting them up.
We'll be better.
We are them. I got this tech. Give us your text, folks. What this season proved to me is that the Packers are an average team and Love is an average quarterback. Might be the fourth best quarterback in the NFC North. Got another one. Hurts threw a ball and hit a lineman in the back. Isn't that an ineligible receiver? I've seen that a few times, not called. I think only if he's downfield. I might be wrong. Brian Mills, if you're listening, give us some updates on some of those calls yesterday, please. Quick break. Back after this. First you love me, then you get
on down the line. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. 1 in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. I got some more texts coming in. They make a quiet leaf blower. It's called a rake. Okay, you had me. All right, whoever did that, you had me.
That's funny.
You had me.
That was Brian.
That was Brian. Yep.
All right. I like that.
Brian, please give us a call. The fumble recovery at the start should have gone to the Packers.
Yes,
Brian,
no doubt.
Brian, what about helmet to helmet? What about helmet to helmet? I got this one from Chris. Tough game to watch yesterday. Do you think yes. Dobbs' latest concussion was a career ender? I don't know, but can somebody please tell me, with the billions, I mean, I'm not talking millions, I'm talking of the billions of dollars the National Football League has.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as they're trying to, you know, prevent injuries and yada, 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 all that bull crap that they always espouse but don't really do anything about, why can't they get carts to take damaged players off the field? That was terrible. He was basically out on his feet, and it's like carrying a drunk guy out of a bar to throw him in the back seat.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
That looked terrible.
I don't think he was the only one that thought that analogy. And that's what it looked like, right? It just is like this.
He was out on his feet.
I agree. I don't know why. Don't they drive those carts out there?
You don't see them very often.
No.
I mean, even guys, you'll tear
they're
up their...
They're probably worried about ruining the field.
Ruining the field, maybe. That was horrible.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, if you're Roger Goodell, who I despise,
Yeah.
But if you're Roger Goodell, how in the hell do you allow something like that to happen on worldwide TV?
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd. You're the best.
I think you have a lot of people that would agree with you on that one. And it's
just a bad look.
Well, and it's, oh, we can't afford it.
That's what I mean.
Afford anything you want. Yeah. So, you know, there's, and they make a lot of their revenue through commercials. And I understand that, but they do a lot of promotion of other shows. Did you watch that doc? You know how they promoted that? The doctor that had amnesia? You know, they're promoting that throughout the game. That
doctor had amnesia?
Right? You watch the football game.
Oh, you mean a TV show?
Right.
Oh, what do you mean?
No, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the commercials were about coming up next.
Yeah.
I think it's just called Doc.
It's called Doc.
Okay. Did you watch that?
I didn't even know it was on yet.
No, it was on, following the game.
Oh, it was?
Right after the game.
No, I switched over to the other game.
Well, that's right. You watched the Tampa game. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one where she got in a car accident?
Yeah.
Gets for like amnesia. 8 years? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've been running promos on that for a long time.
Actually, that's almost, I don't know. I don't like, I thought that was really good. We watched
it. Oh, did you watch it? Oh, okay.
We did.
All right.
Yeah. That's, and then, but then they, it's kind of like, it was the premiere. So it's like a tease. There's all these, you know, subplots. I'm not going to watch it. Donna's like, oh, we got to get into this. It's like, yeah, you go right ahead. But that's a cool show. And she did, the last thing she remembers, and it's 8 years ago, and, you know, presidency was Obama. And just, and I said to Donna, isn't that amazing how much can happen in 8 years? She lost a son, got divorced, all this stuff happened, and she doesn't remember any of that. Traumatic, big, big things happened. It wasn't like, oh, we're still living in the same house. It was just, so that was kind of a cool story, and it was a nice escape from football.
Well, I got to tell you something. First of all, Brian says, helmet to helmet looked like it was committed, but I don't know if they have the same phrasing as high school and if it is reviewable. But, Brian, what did you, if you were a referee in that game, what would your call have been? Be honest. What would your call have been on that play, Brian? And would you agree the NFL needs to get younger officials? Let us know. But anyway.
They age out the CEOs, right?
Age out everybody.
Well,
except officials.
Yeah, I think. But I don't. We talked about politicians at one show. Should there be an age limit? I think there should be a term limit. But yeah, I don't know. I think there should be an age limit.
But here's the deal. You get these athletes, and let's be honest, there are not a lot of black referees. There's some, but not a lot. And they got all this minority thing as far as when you go for a head coach. Oh man, you better, you know, the Rooney rules and everything like that. Take some of these players and say, hey, we're going to give you a gig that's really good here. You're still athletic. You're 33 years old. How would you like to be trained to be an NFL official where you can actually run downfield with some of these poor guys?
Yeah. Some of those guys are.
Like, looks like me running down the sidewalk here late for work.
The kids watching. There's Grandpa. There's Grandpa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on. Get some of these athletes to be officials.
That's a really good idea. Has that must have been come up.
Never.
Like, even though some of the guys we get on this show would be great. Yep. I mean, they know the game.
Yep. Yep. Huh. Yep.
They go into the announcer's booth.
Yep.
But go on the field. I think they would, it would be more rewarding to be on the field than to be, you get paid a lot in the announcer's booth. What did you think of the announcing?
Not good.
No, I didn't like it.
I think Tom Brady's very, 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 he makes $35 million or something. I don't even like listening to him, and he doesn't even have a good voice. I know he looks great and all that, but
yeah.
They didn't mention helmet to helmet. They didn't mention, they are oblivious. Yeah. I think Tom Brady, I'd give him a D. What would you people get for Tom Brady this year's first year?
He likes to grade. He likes to grade things.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a grader, and he's like, oh, that's an A, B, C.
Yeah, I'd give him a D. Maybe a C minus. I'll give him a, I'll be like you as a teacher, come in and kind of plead. How do you get him to change a grade for you there?
Right.
Ryan, does that work ever?
I think I did pretty good.
What the?
What?
You're on radio. You don't eat on the air in radio.
Yeah, come on. Okay, Ryan, think about it. But how do you get a grade change with me? Yeah, the answer is you don't. But anyway,
have you ever had him ask him to change your grade?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I saw Jim winking at him like, don't say anything. No, I'm
I say C minus. What do you people give Tom Brady? Because I'll tell you what, Tony Romo and Jim Nance that did the game before them, they're excellent. Smooth, knowledgeable.
These guys are awesome.
They're awesome. Man. I think Tom Brady is a C minus.
And his sidekick?
Tom Brady's?
No, yeah.
I can never think of
either.
I know he's not like a big name. I mean, he's been around for a long time, but
yeah,
for some reason, he hasn't developed a big name following.
And he wanted to, he seems like a little bit of a promoter. He was, oh, for you Green Bay fans, you know, you're still in it. And Tom Brady was like, no, they're not. they're not going to win. He didn't say that, but he was like, no, it would. He said, it's going to take a miracle. He's going to take more than a miracle, which is what, anyway.
Got a text here. I feel for you guys with 13 degrees, 82 today in Cancun.
Oh, man.
But my last day here before I return to the land of the ice and snow.
There you go.
Right. Terry, isn't that one of the worst things when you're at a place like that and you come back and you step out? It's like,
And sometimes it can be like almost 100 degrees if it's really cold. It could be, or it's 80 for sure, but.
Well, this could get to be 80 because this is supposed to be 2 degrees like tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's going to be cold. 80 tomorrow. Degree change. Yeah, in your blood.
Tough to take.
Got another one here. Why does replay assist overturn a lineman downfield, but not everything
I
is
would
questionable?
Agree with that.
Tori. I would have flagged it at a high school level. The mechanics, you always want to have them boxed in so you aren't chasing. Brian. All right, Brian. Thank you.
That makes sense.
Yes. All right, Brittany Merlot's coming up to talk. Then I got to talk about an amazing book I just read on Donald Driver. Back after this.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, a new calendar year may be bringing a new administration to the White House, but one problem remains. We still don't have a farm bill. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden says that's a priority for him. He serves Wisconsin's 3rd District. He's also on the House Agriculture Committee. He said aside from the farm bill, the other item that agriculture is looking for, some resolution in their employee work situation. And Van Orden believes a revised H-2A program may help.
I'm on the Agriculture Labor Working Group. We have 23 separate bipartisan recommendations, and most of them are focused on the H-2A program, streamlining that so that our farmers can have year-round, consistent, skilled, and I consider a herd manager is not unskilled labor. Let's be real clear about that. And someone who's working on diesel engines is not unskilled labor. I consider it skilled. We've got to work on these definitions, but we need to streamline this program because you can't have a cow milking seasonally, Kenya.
That's Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden. Aside from the farm bill and making sure that farms and agribusiness have reliable employee sources, he said he's also making it a priority to invest in domestically produced diesel fuel. He's calling for a reversal of the Biden administration's decision to ban offshore drilling of oil and gas.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And today is the beginning of the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic, a gathering of our cooperatives and farm service providers from across the state. New location for that event this year. They're gathering together at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. As a matter of fact, the Midwest Farm Report team will be there. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. More available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Don't forget to sign up for our e-newsletter. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is cold out there this morning with a wind chill in the teens below zero, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero all day today. Little breezy, sunshine 10 today. Tonight, breezy with a low of zero. The wind chill in the teens below again tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back on the weekend news happenings and also review the Packers game and what lies ahead. if anything.
Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
$5 trillion in spending offsets to Medicare and the ACA to fund tax cuts for the rich? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When a senior citizen falls ill, not getting the correct care quickly can be dangerous. So when that person is denied treatment by their insurance company, the time waiting for that decision to be overturned could be crucial. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan says in this term, he wants to do something about it.
If you're a senior and you need care, you've been denied by your insurance company, you appeal it. Get this, 85% of the appeals on Medicare Advantage are overturned. In that 6 or 9 months, if you have cancer, think of what 6 or 9 months could mean and not getting the care you need. So we're going to try to do everything we can to expose programs like that.
Pocan appeared on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it on civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced record enrollment through the Affordable Care Act in Wisconsin. According to a press release, over 306,000 residents have enrolled in the program this year, a more than 40,000 person increase over last year's record. Those numbers could continue to climb as well, with the open enrollment period lasting until January 15th. Anyone interested in enrolling can find out more information on wiscovered.com and can explore their coverage options on healthcare.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced $21 million in awards through the opioid settlement funds. According to a press release, the funding amount is the largest awarded in a single quarterly period since the state began receiving the funds in 2022. The awards will go towards harm reduction efforts, treatment and recovery programs, and building projects. The press release also noted that Wisconsin is due to receive over $150 million more from opioid settlements through 2038. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. You know, we always talk about Victory Mondays. This is a Black Monday. The season is over. The weather's terrible. Brittany Merlot, we don't even want to talk to you because it's just going to be bad news.
Oh, nice intro. Oh. Brittany, you're gonna lift us out of this
funk
that we're in, you know?
Hi, Brittany. I have to tell you, this morning I was scrolling social media as I was getting ready for the show, and Brittany's like, oh, it's so cold out there. And I'm like, you're the one who likes this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you do
right,
when it's...
I do like it.
But what do you do... Like, today it is cold. Like, it's too cold to ski, right? I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, if you... If you're working out and you're, you know, moving quite a bit, you're actually raising your temperature about 30 degrees to what it feels like. So if we're feeling about 10 degrees, then, hey, it's going to feel like 40.
So as what Jim said, though, what types of things would you do? You're such an outdoor person.
You are.
What would you do to brave this? Because I'm not doing anything.
We can tell you what's on TV.
Actually, if it was 42, I wouldn't be doing anything.
right.
You were so funny.
Or what book to read.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no, actually, I do love cross-country skiing in the cold because you are working up a little bit of a sweat there. It's making it feel warmer, right? Because you have to actually be moving quite a bit to get that sweat going. So that's what I would do today. Otherwise, yesterday wasn't too bad outside. I went for a little hike by the river. It was nice to see half of it frozen, some of it moving, the fresh snow out there. It was relaxing.
But this is good for like cross-country trails, right?
Yes.
This kind of weather?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Brittany, how cold is it going to get?
Snow.
We're just talking, one of our buddies here... It's in Cancun. It's 82, and it's going to be like 80 degrees different here tomorrow, correct?
Like two?
Yeah.
80 like... degree different. Honestly, no, today's probably the worst, to be honest with you. High temperatures at about 10 degrees, winds whipping at 30 miles per hour.
Wow.
So it's going to be feeling about 10 below as our high temperature today.
Wow.
So definitely the worst. Now we do have flurries flying around tomorrow. Highs will hit about 18 degrees. It's still breezy, so feeling near about zero or so.
I mean, people laugh at me, but I always say you don't notice winter until the Packers' last loss of the season. And right now you're feeling winter and perfect time to see what's down the road. Isn't that the truth?
Now, do you think the game would have been different if we were at home field advantage with the snow flying last night? Do you think anything would have changed?
Philadelphia seems like a pretty tough team. I don't know if anything would have affected them with the way they were hitting.
And our home field isn't what it used to be either.
No, it's not. I hate to say it. It's not.
So
it's not.
Darn. Okay.
Yeah. No, I don't think that would have mattered. I really don't. I think they would have played better if they were in like an Arizona or Atlanta or someplace like that. This seems to be more of a warm weather team and a warm weather offense than a cold weather offense.
When you said warm weather, I thought you were going to say wussy team.
A lot of people thinking that.
Well, no, but this team, this you know, this offense is designed in a lot of timing. And even in warm weather, you can have that timing, good footing, good things like that. And when the field's more frozen, it just throws everything out of whack a little bit.
Sure. You know, Brittany, we're talking that the next big event here in Green Bay is going to be the draft. And I know it's a long, long ways away, but the sooner you call the weather, the sooner Johnny and I can invest. Because if it's going to snow, we're not going to be the people mining the gold. We're going to be the people with the picks.
Selling shovels.
Right.
Yeah.
And
gloves.
Donna was talking about that. We were talking about that yesterday.
Ear warmers. Muffs.
We don't want to put too much in inventory, so it's something that, you know, got to be a little bit careful that we can get rid of if it doesn't work. But
yeah,
I know that's a long, long ways out.
Well, we can send them to, like I said, Jamaica. You know, they send shirts there when they make up, you know, t-shirts for NFC champs, and then you lose. They send them to those third world countries.
Yeah, but they're donated.
Well, I know, but then I saw, like I said, that little kid I saw in Jamaica wearing a shirt said, "I got the Schlitz kicked out of me in Rhinelander, Wisconsin."
Oh
my.
Yeah.
By the way, we have to keep an eye on that, but that's a ways away.
Yeah.
So it's going to warm up though, right, Brittany?
Yeah, we are actually going to see some mid to upper confident. 30s.
Oh, we are. Oh, okay.
I think it is.
That's
right. Not bad.
Yeah. No, that's great.
That's and we're good. Missing all the precipitation. So we're just going to get the warm up and all the rain and snow stays away from us. So it's kind of the best of both worlds hitting on Thursday and Friday.
Brittany, did you ever live in California?
I wouldn't say I lived there, but I did date someone who was a Marine. So I went to California for about a month and stayed there.
As a weather person, I'm watching all these weather. In fact, ironically, it's Ginger Z's birthday today. And well, she's on the front lines down there.
It's scary, so terrifying, and those winds are expected to pick up. I mean, they're in another red flag warning from, I think, tomorrow morning throughout the evening. So tomorrow's going to be another bad one. Not as bad as the wind gusts the first Santa Ana time. This one's still going to hit about 70, 80 mile per hour winds. So
Do we ever have winds that strong? I had no idea California had it was 90 mile an hour winds. Isn't that almost hurricane force? I mean,
isn't 60, 70 could bring a plane? I mean, that's windy. We get up to 40, 50 here, don't we?
Yeah. And our biggest is probably, 50, 60 mile per hour coming across the lake, maybe, you know, when we have two big systems mixing. Yeah, we don't get that strong, but how this one works is they've got the dry, high-pressure system, the dry air that kind of moves down the mountains and across the desert, and it picks up that speed and that downward force, and that's how they're getting 80 to 100 mile-per-hour winds. That's the Santa Ana winds.
That's what they are. How you hear? I remember Johnny Carson used to mention them, the Santa Ana winds and stuff.
I mean, I just feel so bad for those people out there. It seems like they're kind of letting some stuff burn a little bit, you know. I can see letting, you know, trees and that burn, but houses, it just, I don't know. When that's 10% control, 10, that's 90% of this thing is out of control. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but man, that is.
Brittany, would you want to be
a. Videos are chilling. And watching the people try to escape, the videos are just chilling. Watching the people escaping, the flames and the sparks. Just
I don't understand how people can stay. Yeah, like, we were just reading. I read at least 8 people that died refused to leave.
Suicide.
There's nothing scarier than fire. How do you not run to the beach, go stand in the ocean, something?
Yeah.
I agree.
Seriously.
It's kind of interesting. You think we all know actors and actresses, but you don't really, I don't know, for some reason you don't think they live in a house. But, like, that guy from Victor, it's a soap opera.
Oh, I mean, I know the name. I don't watch soap. I know, but that's a real big name in soaps. That Victor something.
He lived in his house for 45 years. Ashes. Wow. Yeah. Billy Crystal, 43.
Billy Crystal, everything.
But I just think those guys don't move a lot. 43
Paris
years.
Hilton.
Right. Well, that was, yeah.
Yep.
Right. Anyway,
and it makes you think, too, like it can hit anyone.
Totally.
You think the famous people are untouchable. Well, no.
Or one could think that these ritzier areas would have better protection, you know, in terms of fire and security.
Well,
and it's like,
I was
boom,
reading,
gone.
Well, they were one thing I read, the I don't know if it was the county executive or the mayor. Somebody was getting ripped, kind of, because there are supposed to be laws on the book as far as getting rid of brush around your place and all those kinds of things. And they never really enforced it. And not that made a big difference, but it sure, you know.
It's kindling.
Yeah, that was one of the things. You got to get rid of that dry brush. But here's the deal, though. The richer you are out there, the more outside of L.A. in these tinderbox areas you live. Am I wrong?
No, it's...
Right.
Yeah, Canyon and look... Yeah, that is true. Malibu. Yeah, it's just unbelievable what happened out there. I just can't believe that got to, what, evacuated 105,000 people or something, and I don't know how many homes got burned, but that fire's out of control. It is just out of, with all the stuff we have, all the equipment and those
these planes. Tanker planes.
Right. It is out of control.
90%. I saw one thing, it's, oh, this is a helicopter dropping water. How much can a helicopter carry? Really?
Right.
I mean, man, with all the modern technology we've got, we can't come up with some way to fight these from the sky? Brittany?
They're trying. I think that this is just so big, so widespread with those such strong winds that we can't get a grip on it. I mean,
as a meteorologist, was this from dryness, these lightning, or how did this thing start?
I have not heard how exactly it started, but everyone's talking about climate change and how the fact that they were in a, you know, severe drought condition.
Yep.
They had that, you know, crazy rain earlier
last
in the year.
Yeah.
Now nothing. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get those winds. I mean, if you think about it, 80 to 100 mile per hour winds can knock down a tree. If a tree hits another tree, you can get a spark. So it could have been anything.
That to really me is the most amazing part of this. Okay, a fire's bad, but 90 mile an hour winds are unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the most perfect ingredients ever put together, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, how do you get your fire to get bigger? You put more oxygen, you fuel it with those winds, and there it goes, up and up and up. So that's just what they're doing.
I saw
with
one thing with a palm tree, it just like exploded. Just the top was just like a Roman candle.
And this is unbelievable, because they didn't just lose their houses. There's so many memories and pictures and just, but I think the media could be a little gentler, because people go back and they're with the media. I mean, wouldn't you want to go back by yourself?
Yeah.
And then I'll talk to you later, but they must say yes. And oh, man, I just feel bad.
You know what? Joan Rivers'
right,
daughter,
yeah.
She ran in, grabbed her mom's Emmy trophy or Oscar, whatever it was,
right,
and like a picture of her, and that's all she took.
Yeah.
That's all she, every single thing Joan Rivers' wife got.
Yeah.
And again, there's a bunch of people that are, you know, living in a little 1,200 square foot ranch who are losing the same thing, and it's just as tragic for them. But it's just, you want to talk about something that has no discrimination about who it's going to attack?
Right.
That's this fire.
And there are people out there taking advantage of the shelters and stuff like
and
that.
And the looting.
Stealing.
Have you heard about that?
I just heard about that. Like, I think,
they're going
read
in there
something.
Like they're firefighters, and they're actually taking the water and the clothes and stuff like that people have donated to help all these people. It's amazing how horrible human beings can be.
And
there was some place in the country where the mayor finally said, we're going to shoot looters on site. Remember that?
Wasn't it Jim Schmidt back in the day?
I think it was.
I do.
Jim Schmidt.
We had a snowstorm.
East side of Green Bay. We're shooting looters on site. If you steal somebody's snow shovel, you're going down. Yeah.
I can see them losing their cool and saying that.
Yeah.
You know?
Might have been Detroit when they had the riots in 68.
Oh, no. That was more recent than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
L.A. riots, maybe? I don't think they would do that. Modern day, I don't think anybody would use that term. Maybe it was Mayor Daley? Oh, I think it was Daley. Oh. You could see him doing that, can't you?
I can see a lot of mayors doing that.
But how as a human being, how can you look in the mirror?
Right? You can't. Yeah.
And say, my mom raised me good. I'm going to go in and loot. These people are losing everything. I'm going to take what they've got left. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
It is.
Unbelievable.
You know that happens all the time. After every single natural disaster, after hurricanes, after a tornado in Wisconsin, it has happened. And
really?
It has shocked me. Right. Yes.
People were faking they were certain people. And
unbelievable.
Or they go in at night. Yeah. Yep. Terrible stuff.
And they're going to have to watch. I was telling Johnny before the show that, you know, the president stood up and said, hey, look, you know, we're going to pay 100% of all expenses. You got to make sure these people submitting expenses are legit, too.
Oh,
you know,
man.
You know?
So taking advantage of that.
Right.
No question.
Anyway, can you stick around?
Yeah, can you stick around a little bit, Brittany, or do you have another gig coming up?
All right.
No, I can stick around.
All right, cool. Thank you. Brittany Merlot joining us back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Black Monday. Brittany Merlot joining us. Brittany, what did you think of the game last night?
Oh, it was heartbreaking. I called it a natural disaster, honestly. Yeah,
there you go.
You know, it's one of those things, though, too. Isn't it funny how we let's be honest, great area to live. I mean, and again, we've talked about this, Jim. We might have been the most isolated place in the country over the last year, severe weather-wise. Wouldn't you agree?
We've talked about that just from the heat and the snow. I went to a funeral on Saturday, I was telling John, and there's some people from Kentucky, just Kentucky. You don't you think Kentucky's like, I don't know, like normal?
Yeah.
They had terrible weather down there, and that's, you know, and here we are in this bubble.
Kansas, Nebraska, all those, they had horrible snowstorms, blizzards, and earthquakes in places, and we're, knock on wood, we're okay, wouldn't you say, Brittany?
We really are. We are just sitting here perfectly, honestly, in a snow hole is what I called it earlier, because there is no snow on the ground, really, pretty much from southern Minnesota into Wisconsin. We don't have a lot. We're in a snow drought, which means we've had sunny, calm, relaxing weather compared to everybody else.
Well, it's been a couple
years. I'm not complaining.
No, neither am I, but I mean, are we due? Or is, you know what I'm saying?
I'd like to think so. In years past, you'd think, oh, there's going to be a big one coming around the corner. There's a price to pay. But as I look through the rest of this month, at least, I don't see anything. I just see lake effect snowfall. at least that's going to open up some snowmobile trails.
Yeah.
But for the state of Wisconsin,
I bet this wouldn't be judged as even a half an inch. What would you say?
No. Dust. No.
We were talking earlier, Brittany, that people are like using their snowblower leaf blower to get this snow off. And, you know, these old people, which I'm getting to be, they sweep. You know, that whisk broom out.
Yeah,
that's cool. I sweeped yesterday the first time. Yeah.
I've never done that, but I.
It's so easy.
But it is. It's so easy to shovel this. But okay, wow, we're lucky.
You probably got a glint in his eye.
Well, you probably missed it, Brittany. But earlier they were going off about leaf blowers and how noisy they are. They really were the two angry old men on the show.
On the Muppets up in the balcony. Not even a question.
Had the Packers won, we could. Those aren't loud leaf blowers. They're fine. But
what a great idea! That's neat to do that. I should do that.
You don't have to shovel. You don't.
They're too loud.
But I tell you what else. Just from a taxpayer, this is really good on the budget. Salt or plows, because those guys
no overtime. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
But they're hurting. They need money too.
Is this the least we've ever had at this point? I saw your head. We are on camera.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Is this the least we've ever had in the history of like Northeast Wisconsin snow-wise at middle of the January?
Oh, I think it was last year, but we're pretty darn close.
Okay. Remember, last year was nothing. We talked about that on the show here. It's just, I don't know.
Two years back.
Right. But that's why I'm thinking, are we due? But you're saying, no, it's just, that's just the way it is. I mean, I would take this weather. Oh, man, I love it because I don't like ice, although we have a little bit today. But I think I've used my snowblower once this year, once.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was back in like early December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So I wonder if like the snowblower sales are going to go down, if the snowmobiles are closing off their sales and shutting everything down.
Oh.
Is this the next trend? Ugh.
I will say this, though. I believe up around the biggest snow belt that I've ever known in my lifetime, around Munising, Michigan, I bet they've got a couple feet of snow. So I know they had 24 inches in that one storm, and I doubt that it got warm enough to melt.
Yeah, but okay, nobody lives up there, and that's not going to make up for the industry of snowblowers.
No, but people around here, numerous times people said, Mino, there's not much snow.
Oh, I see.
Is there any snow in the UP? And I also check Munising, Michigan.
Yeah.
That always seems to have snow no matter what.
Yeah.
What do you think the total is per year up there?
Houghton gets like 10 feet. I don't even know how many inches that they get, like 10 feet. I mean, then it melts and noise, whatever, but the total accumulation, I bet 6 feet.
I don't. Yep. Can you give me? Give me that in inches, because I'm not good at that.
No, I can't. I could give it to you in centimeters,
60, right? Because 60.
I go on the metric system.
I don't know.
No. It's,
hey, don't
minute.
You, Jim?
10 feet.
And how many? No one knows.
Jim, do the math on that.
No, I mean, isn't 10 feet 120 inches? So okay. 5 feet would be 60. Okay.
300 inches of snow
that's
per year.
Feet
in where?
Munising.
Yeah, 300 inches. So how many feet
that's
is that?
That's early Wisconsin, too, 30. They say.
That's not 30 feet. 300. No, that would be the metric system.
Oh, yeah. Nobody
knows. 300 inches is...
25.
25 feet?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, John. Call your buddy, the comedian.
Nate.
Nate Bargosi.
25 feet would be correct.
Wow.
On the money.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, check out the big brain on the mayor.
We want to go to the metric system, so it's a little bit easier. But yes. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Wow.
But you still give it, though, the weather in Fahrenheit and Celsius, right?
Fahrenheit, yeah, but everybody else across the world is Celsius.
But
so
don't
we
you
have to
get
do
both?
A lot of conversions, yeah. And our time zones are on UTC, so we've got a lot of converting to do just to give you that forecast.
How come they never change? It almost, you know, because like we were in school.
You could have been leaders.
Like sixth grade, that was where, okay, kids, it's going to be all metric system for the rest of your lives. And then at some point, somebody said, well, we already did so-and-so. We'll allow wine to be sold in liters.
A couple of those.
But gas, that's still by the gallon. Paint is still by the gallon. You know what I mean?
But alcohol.
Yeah.
We got a great text in. That overtime can come back for the city guys by closing streets for phantom radio celebrations.
Oh, wow. Give that person the bill.
Oh, man.
That's fantastic. Well,
what's he talking about?
Do you know, hey, Brittany, do you know what he's talking about?
No, she doesn't even know that. Okay. We're out of time.
I'll tell you off the air, Brittany.
All right. Off the air.
Okay.
All right, Brittany. Well, keep up this weather. I love it.
Brittany, you're awesome. Enjoy we love it. Having you on.
Thanks, guys.
Can I ask you one personal question?
What's that?
How long have you grown your hair without getting a cut? I've never seen your... I didn't know your hair was that long.
Oh, probably 2 years. Just the trim.
Although, is that... Oh, your hair is out of vest.
No, the hair.
Oh, it is your hair. Okay, oh, all right.
It's a vest, yeah.
Thanks, Brittany.
Bye. Sorry.
Sorry.
See ya.
See ya. Oh, I thought it was.
HR.
Wow.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will join us. Are Republicans really planning $5 trillion in spending offsets to Medicare and the ACA to fund tax cuts for the rich? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Dom Selvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 24 people killed, more than 12,000 structures, including thousands of homes, now gone. As Santa Ana winds are expected to pick up again this week in Southern California, questions are turning as to who or what could be responsible for starting the Los Angeles area wildfires. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in L.A. County are now investigating the possible causes of the fire. Southern California Edison says while the Eaton fire started in its service area, a preliminary analysis shows no interruptions or electrical or operational anomalies until more than an hour after the reported start time of the fire. The company also says no fire agency has suggested that its equipment caused the Eaton fire to ignite.
At least 16 people are still listed as missing, a number of authorities say is likely to rise, along with the death toll. Incoming Trump administration cabinet picks before Senate committees today as their confirmation hearings begin. 14 nominees will be questioned. This is ABC News.